Cord is recording.
Have your headphones.
I have my headphones on now.
All right, buggy. You push record?
Okay, so I plugged the cord back in. Okay. Can you hear me just as clear? No, you hear me echoey, right?
All
right.
Dad, when you're editing this, cut all this because the music has not played yet.
All right, but the thing is, the argument was, is that if I plug the cord back in.
No, I want to hear you. I know that it's not pronounced that I can hear you.
But you can hear me, right? But you hear
I
me
can still hear you no matter what. No matter what.
All right, whatever. Anyways, okay. So a moment of silence. Yeah, a moment of silence because I want that beautiful introduction. All
right. A moment of silence. One, two, three.
Hi, this is Robert Cabrera, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with Michael Cabrera, my son.
And, hello, I'm Michael Cabrera, his son.
And we've cooked dinner, and we've had some wine and some whiskey.
Wine and whiskey, never a good poison to mix when you're about to shoot a podcast.
Now,
you're lucky that we didn't bring out the vodka yet.
It is 12 o'clock at night and
Southern California.
We decided to go ahead and fucking bust out the microphones and hook up the cords and
say fuck it, just fucking film something.
So not film something. We ain't filming shit, we're recording shit.
Hey man, how about we're filming our voices?
Yeah, there you go. I like that terminology. We're filming our voices, man.
You know, ever since we were starting out, I would say that we were filming every single thing that we would do. Because we were filmers, not podcasters. But now we got into the world of podcasting. So
podcasting. I would say podcasting.
You know, you ever smoke cannabis as your podcast? It's called podcasting. What would you say for when you're drinking and podcasting? Because that's what we do.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah, I wouldn't say.
I haven't thought about that one yet.
What would it be, like alcohol casting?
Bud casting.
Bud casting.
So this is Robert Cabrera, Michael Cabrera, Bud casting to you guys.
Welcome back to the California.
The California bed to bed.
I can tell you all that we did drink a little bit. We drank, we drank a lot of bit. We bought ourselves a bottle of Knob Creek with 100 proof, and we are down about half the bottle, and that's just between us two within a span of about 3 hours. I would say
no. See, now you're making us look like lalas. We only drink half a bottle in 3 hours.
We're not lalas, people.
I know. We had like a fucking bottle of wine.
We had a bottle of wine. We had a bottle of whiskey. And that wasn't even all of whiskey. We had a bottle of Stillhouse.
I was gonna get at the Stillhouse. All right, now the Stillhouse. I'm very ignorant when it comes to the Stillhouse.
So it's 80 proof. Yeah. I would say it's 80. All right,
so on your critique, I'm curious on your critique of the Stillhouse, because that's what this podcast is about.
Oh, by the way, we get
whiskey drunk and we talk about whiskey, and then sometimes we play some music or whatever happens. Yeah. You know, that's whatever's whatever, bro. You know.
So what are you gonna say about Stillhouse?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
You're asking me about my opinion about Stillhouse.
Yeah, like give me some info because.
Okay, so I recently have turned 22 years old, and my father over here had bought me a fucking I don't know what it's called, a tin of Stillhouse, America's Finest Black Bourbon. It is 40% alcohol by volume and 40% alcohol by volume and 80 proof by 750 milliliter by the Tennessee. Fuck it. It is, you know, to be honest,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you do like an English test, you know, or fucking was sparking English British language. Action shit. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know Stillhouse. All I know is that him and my other son, Robert, We really got to have Robert, Robert J.R. On the
A-R.
J.R.
J.R.?
J.R.
What is J for?
I don't know. It's,
oh, okay. Junior. R.J.
RJ,
just our fucking RJ.
RJ Robert okay. Jr. Yeah, that's how, that's what everybody used to call him, right? RJ, RJ.
Robert Jr., yes.
Yeah, Robert Jr. My other son, my older son.
My brother.
Yeah. And that he would be really interesting. We already had Jessica on one podcast before, and
that kid is very funny, I would
dude,
say.
Dude, it would have been awesome if he was here right now, wouldn't it? But yeah. Anyways, yeah, you know.
Oh, but anyways,
Austin
he introduced
would be good too. Yeah, anyways, yeah.
Yeah, we have a. I have a cousin. He has a nephew. Would it be considered a nephew to you? Or
yeah, he's my nephew. Yeah.
Okay, a nephew to him. He's a very a snooty kind of alcohol.
Yeah,
consort,
he's very. He's very bar.
He's
oriented.
Very bar oriented. Yeah. So it would be a great idea to have him on the podcast because that would be the life.
Yeah,
we actually have been getting into the life of going to bars and. Just anything that it represents any social kind of alcohol kind. We actually went to a oyster bar recently.
Oh, oysters
yeah,
bar. That, yeah, that
the
was
oysters
fun.
There.
Yeah, that was fun.
It, to be honest, it was expensive. We had two old fashions, one for me, one for him, and then we had a total of six oysters.
They
which is
nice.
Like three each,
they
right?
Were nice. They were nice.
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
Yeah, it
six
was,
different
kind
of
like a sampler fucking carousel kind of thing where you kind of
it was presented
off,
on ice.
Yeah, yeah.
It was presented,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of went around this carousel like the, was it a guy or a girl? It was a guy.
It was a guy.
I don't fucking remember that. I was so fucking
it
drunk
was one
that
of those
night,
millennial
dude.
Guys with
so
a beard.
Drunk. Yeah, but, you know, he said, oh, you know, like, each one is prepared in a different way, which is pretty cool. And then he's like, you start on this end, and then you just work your way around.
Yeah.
It's like from the lighter end, like, as far as spiciness goes to, and to the higher end.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. It was really good. And it turned out it was Mardi Gras that
yeah, so he gave us some beads.
Yeah, we got Mardi Gras beads, and we didn't even have to show our tits. So that
I know,
cool,
man.
Yeah.
My titties would have been blasting if that shit didn't pop out.
I was like, I was waiting, dude. Like,
I was waiting for a boy
like,
to come
gonna,
tell me that
tell me
boss
to show
them out.
My tits or what?
But anyways, we sat down.
40-year-old man titties right here.
And mind you, the bar. It wasn't no normal, like, wooden bar. It was actually, the bar was made out of marble. It was pretty interesting because that was nothing I've never experienced before.
I liked the interior. It had, like, it had, like...
It was very small. Very small. Like, it wasn't, like, an alley kind of bar, but it was very classy.
Yeah, like, the inside had, like, this kind of, like, it looked like a second balcony type of thing.
Yeah.
The structure to it, and I thought that was pretty cool. And it wasn't. It was all, you know, fake and shit. But anyway, so after that, we ended up going to...
A pub.
Oh, yeah.
It was a pub.
What was the name of that pub? Do you remember it?
I do not know what the pub's name was.
But yeah, anyway.
It was like any Irish fucking
yeah, it
pub,
was like a fucking... I'd been there before years ago with...
My mom.
With his mom and stuff. And it was like... like a Henry VIII kind of, I don't know, it's
very
old English kind of place. But I guess it's like an Irish pub and stuff. And we went in there and
recently we went in there.
Yeah,
like about
just
like
recently.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they were having a karaoke night.
Yeah, yeah. They had kind of redone it. It's more like Irish instead of English, and which is really cool. And they had karaoke and stuff. And it was fucking great.
It was good. It was a great experience for all of us. My dad actually had a coworker come up to him. And they had kicked it off pretty... what would I say? Easily, kind of vibrantly. You guys were basically together the whole night.
My coworker Lindy, she's a little Asian lady, and she's like,
she's cool.
50.
She's really cool.
Yeah, she was.
She brought her son with her, which is
no,
very
that
odd.
Wasn't her son. That
was
another guy. That yeah, it's another guy that works there.
It wasn't her
just
son,
for
really?
FYI. The last, I think, one of the last podcasts. we did was that I was working at Budweiser and stuff, and within these past few years, and I wish I kind of like kept up on my podcasting and stuff,
we're here now,
right? Yeah. But I work at San Manuel Yamaba. I work at a casino now.
And I'm about to work there too.
Yeah. My son's about to be a chef there. And,
I'm about to be top chef.
So, you know, we're all good. But anyways, yeah, one of my coworkers there, she happened to be at the night. It wasn't planned.
We just went to the bar just to check it out because we weren't necessarily knowing how bars worked.
We were there for like what, 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden she's like, she showed up. Like what the fuck are you doing here?
So he chilled with her the rest of the night. Yeah. I don't know. Did you sing that night or?
No, I didn't.
Sang. Her and her friend sang.
But do you remember the Asian girl? It was some other Asian girl that she was up there singing, and then she was getting ready to give up, and I jumped out of my seat and I went up and I started rubbing her back. I said, no. I was like, I started singing with her.
I don't know. I was focused on the song.
You was talking to other people.
To be honest, I have a girlfriend.
I didn't say anything.
Committed girlfriend, a very committed relationship.
Of the female capacity.
He's kind of blowing out of proportion,
I'm just kidding. You know, there were some people sitting next to us.
I have some girls sitting next to me.
She asked, is anybody taking this chair? He said no. And then she took the stool. That was it.
That wasn't it, actually.
Oh, okay. So now
I'm not trying to brag. I'm just trying to say is that I do have a girlfriend. Let's break it off at that. I do have a girlfriend. I have a wife. I won't get to make up this bitch my wife. I did went to that bar that night. So I was sitting alone. He was playing with his coworker.
No, I was not playing with my coworker.
I was engaging with his coworker. But so I was
like,
sitting
she's
at
she's cool, but I'm not trying to hit on that, right? Like, you know, like I don't know.
So I was
got too many issues, baby.
So I was at the bar alone, and this
I need more whiskey.
Okay, so right, I need more whiskey.
Just so, FYI, we're sitting at the kitchen table. We're not even at the kitchen table. We're at the kitchen fucking oven. What is this oven stove, man?
And we're going to be.
I almost dropped my microphone. We're at the kitchen stove.
We're at the kitchen stove, topping off ourselves with a bottle of Knob Creek Kentucky Straight Bourbon whiskey.
One of my favorites.
9 years
right now.
Aged with 100 proof. Oof. 100 proof.
If you could get your hands on some Knob Creek, you enjoy that shit.
Enjoy that shit because it does not come easy.
It is a 100 proof whiskey.
You know, I would.
100 proof. I don't go any lower than 90, baby.
Anything that's better.
That's why my podcast is called 90 Proof. Because I don't go any lower than 90 proof, baby.
Even though the stillhouse that we were talking about earlier was 80 proof.
Dude, no, yeah. But I said the ones that I buy.
Don't get fucked up. You gotta drink your water. No, drink your water before you hit that shit.
Bruh,
drink your water.
Blah. All right.
Even when we were at that bar that night, I was drinking water the whole time. My dad was off old fashions.
The bartender.
The bartender, man.
All right. I don't know if you guys ever seen fucking the movie. Coyote Ugly. All right, now the main actress. It was the lady that owned the bar, man. She's like, huh?
Do you know who the actress was?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it Jennifer
Lawrence? No, it wasn't Jennifer. Wasn't it J-Lo?
Jenny from the block?
Jenny from the block. Dude, man, fuck that bitch. Anyway, so if you ever seen Kind of Ugly, the lady that owned the bar, Coyote Ugly, there were bartender that when we were at the karaoke, she looked just like her,
She looked just like her,
and I told her that, and she was like, I get that all the time. And I guess maybe like fucking, you know, she took that as a compliment or whatever, but she was hooking my drinks up, bro. Like, she fucked me up. Like, I was already drinking, but her fucking drinks, they fucked me up. I blacked out, man. I remember
was, I had to walk his ass to the car.
Dude, all I remember that night was going out to fucking outside to have a cigarette with Lindy.
Yeah.
My coworker, and fucking that's all I remember is like fucking trying to light up the cigarette, and the next thing you know, I wake up the next morning in my bed. Like, I totally fucking blacked out.
Blacked out. He'd even wake up till like, I would say, dude, about, what like, would you say? Like, I was 11 like 10.
No, 10. It was like 10:30.
Yeah, the next
like,
day.
Yeah, and
just
and I actually still called drunk, off actually. Work because I was still fucking drunk, man.
He still called off.
Yeah, I got pointed two fucking occurrences for that shit.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean, actually?
That just means I get pointed. Okay. So if you, I don't want to get into work shit right now. Like, it's like,
well, at a casino, apparently you get pointed off.
Well, it depends on the department. Like, because it's so weird, like working in a casino, right? Especially at this one, which they were going for a Forbes 5-star fucking.
Oh, Forbes magazine.
Forbes magazine 5-star thing. There's so many departments in there. You could like honestly, any job you could think about, it's there, all under one house. Like, you got food and beverage. You got fucking security. You got fucking medical fucking
You have fucking cleaning. You have
you have administration. You have fucking
contractors.
You have contractors. Everything they have fucking actual contractors there. Construction workers.
I've
they
applied have warehouse to five like, different jobs
honestly there. There is so many fucking different fucking positions in that fucking one there facility. It is ridiculous.
There is
it
is beautiful though. Jobs.
Yeah, it's all the cocktail with your tongue is
I can't
going
even
to fucking drop with a cocktail, which is
I have
no, I no, I'm
GF,
just gonna
bro,
say, I'm just gonna
GF.
Say, like you'll be walking down the hallway and the next thing you know, you see a cocktail server and you're like, your tongue just like, are you fucking? And their uniforms are designed to fucking make their boobies pop.
Yeah,
and they got short ass skirts and fucking black nylons on. Oh my god, it's.
Well, anyways, let me pause.
I'm not trying to gloat, but
let me pause this real fast because if you are listening to this fucking podcast without a glass of whiskey, you might as well grab one now because we're about to get deep into it because you're a part of this fucking family with us, okay?
Yeah.
So grab a glass of whiskey, whether or not if it's Cobb Creek or Stillhouse or fucking Jack Daniels or to the list of fucking bottomless Maker's Mark or whatever like that.
Whiskey,
grab
whatever
yourself.
Level you are and you enjoy that shit because that's why we're here.
Grab yourself.
That's why you're
anything.
Here. You know.
Grab like yourself I,
and you know what, in all honesty, we apologize for not being on the air as much as we are, but we do respect you, we do love you, and whoever is listening, thank
we are
you.
Always listening. We're don't get me wrong, we are always listening. We are like Batman. We are the Night Crusader or whatever the fuck it's called.
You know Batman was a whiskey drinker. You know that. You know he's in his fucking dark
any
lair,
motherfucking
his library,
rich fight. White person
motherfucker,
or any fucking
you know,
rich
no,
white
no, no, we're not talking about rich white people. We're talking about Batman. We're talking about fucking Bruce
I'm
Wayne.
I'm talking about any rich
Bruce
people.
Wayne is a cigar whiskey,
cigar, whiskey
drinking,
drinking
cigar smoking
brandy.
Motherfucker. And he is a bad, like, he's the dark fucking knight.
He's a
the
dark knight crusader.
Knight.
Or whatever the fuck it is. Because,
that's the
you know,
thing,
I would
brother.
Say to the closest that Gotham is, it would be to New York.
Definitely.
It's not
definitely.
LA. It's definitely not LA.
No. There's too much happening. There's too much. Too much going there.
LAPD
too much,
is so much more on the case than NYPD.
I would say.
But anyways, let's get back to this night at the bar that we were at. Okay, so I was talking to this girl, and she was about 30 years old. Mind you, I am 22, 21 years old.
Fucking my son.
I was talking to her because I was bored because my dad was having karaoke nights and drinking fucking whiskey, and I was drinking water at the time, so because I was trying to sober up because I had to drive, and I was just trying to be fucking polite, and one thing led to another, and like I said,
what the fuck would you mean one thing led to another? Where the fuck was I? Like,
you were
usually dancing. When people say one thing led to another, that means it's that fucking like, that. Like it went further than
it's not
normal
like that
social.
It's not like that at all. What I'm all trying right, to
so
say.
Watch your words, bro.
What I'm trying to say is that. you're right. Okay.
One thing led to another. Like, fuck, you play Beyonce or what? You fucking did a puzzle?
No.
One thing led to another. We did a 3,000 piece puzzle. Hey, what the fuck, man?
Sorry, but cough. What do you think? We started talking. My dad was drunk.
Yeah, I was.
And I was just talking to her like a normal person. I was like, hey, what kind of song do you think you're going to be playing tonight? Do you think that you'll be doing karaoke tonight? And she said, like, Amy Winehouse.
Oh, are you
serious? I know. She fucking led with that shit. And I was like, oh, what do you think about doing, like, Back to Black or fucking Rehab? And she said, you know that?
Ah!
And she said, you know what I'm talking about?
Hell
and
yeah.
I said, yeah, fucking course I know what you're talking about, because that's the fucking, like, queen of fucking depression of music.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I was like, yeah, of course. I was like, if you're going to fucking do karaoke tonight, you gotta do that, because I'm totally fucking down to listen to it, you know? And she said, well, that's cool, because I didn't think you were. And she was like, what would you sing tonight if you were to? And I said, I don't know, maybe like fucking Black Keys or The Doors. But I said, tonight I'm just listening, you know. All I want to do is listen, and all I want to do is fucking be here. I want to be here in the moment. I don't want to fucking get up and be a spectacle and be a fucking audience grabber.
Right.
Because that's not the reason why I came.
You know what? Like, half of the... Okay. Karaoke, right, is a way for...
I'm totally down. Mind you, I'm totally down to do karaoke. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, okay. No, that's what I was going to say was... Is karaoke is a great leveler, right? It is a great leveler. It takes the... It takes the... It takes the formality out of stardom. It takes the formality out of stardom. It's the great equalizer to go from a performer and a spectator and put them on that same equal level. It gives that true, raw appreciation for somebody that's putting themselves out there. And the person that is singing, to be able to put themselves out there.
Yeah, I get that.
It's interesting and beautiful.
I would say that really tonight, if you and your coworkers, that same ones that we went to that
they
that
invited
night,
us last Thursday, bro. They invited
I'm
us.
I'm saying if fucking tonight, I would definitely say
tonight.
Because
I had to cancel out because I was sick as shit last Thursday.
It has a weak immune
they
system.
They said, yeah. No, fuck that, dude. I caught the shit. Anyways, the point is like, when I go out there and fucking and vocalize,
would you actually? Because that's an interesting question, because I've never seen you ever be interested in any public events at all. So would you do karaoke?
I have been almost forced to do
No, I'm saying voluntarily.
All right, no, well, let me, I'm telling the story, right? Telling the story. Like, you know me, I always got a story.
I always got a story.
Like, oh, freaking God. I've been almost forcefully into a karaoke vocalization and stuff like that. I'm shy as shit. Like, I've had compliments on my vocal range as far as singing and stuff like that. I have very, very strong compliments, even from a choir teacher and stuff. But I don't feel like I have the actual chops. Yeah, I don't have the chops. Oh, pork chops.
To becoming a pork chops
right now.
Singer?
Next time we got to make pork chops.
Pork chops.
But I don't think I have the
umsva. The umsva or the cojones. Or the Mexicans. What was it called? The cojones. Like
the
said.
Cojones. The cojones. I don't think
people would say the guts. Right. You know?
For me, I think I would have to practice on my vocal ranges.
But wouldn't karaoke be the practice that you need?
No, because that is public. Like, I would have to watch some YouTube videos or fucking take classes and stuff like that.
I would love to take singing practices.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly,
when I was taking choir, it does give you a sense of like importance,
value.
Thank you. Importance. You say. Importancy equals value.
Importancy of value.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to make up different phrases for the new age. It does. And
it hits different.
It hits different. Yeah, it really does. And if you got the chops to be able to. You know,
if you have the umsva going out there and singing your fucking heart out to
I think what it is that for me, I think what it is for me is that I don't want to let anybody down. Like, and
I get that, but it's
I don't want to let anybody down. So if I were to go out there and sing, I do not want to hit a sour note. I don't want to hit a wrong note, wrong lyric. I want to be perfect because I want whoever's listening to
respect and
enjoy. That's just me. Like I want to be able to move people. I want to be like Al Green or Marvin Gaye or fucking these people.
Michaels.
No, fuck you, mom. George Michael.
George Michael.
I want to be able to just fucking. I want people to appreciate and just be moved by my voice, and that I think that's what it is.
You know what that's called? A true singer, a true respectful singer.
Yeah, that's what you're gonna say. That's just a form of arrogance, Dad.
No, that's cool. That is called a true respectful singer who cares about his voice and cares about the listeners that embrace its vocals that is pursuing out to the public.
I don't want to leave.
No, I get
down.
You. I get
so
what you mean.
That's why I fear not singing is because
I'm public.
I don't want to let anybody down.
Yeah, I get that. I get that completely. Whew, that is some hard stuff right there, I tell you.
Yeah, and this is some good hard shit
We get to the hard stuff when it comes to our whiskey creek. Like,
this is going to turn into commercial for Knob Creek. Knob Creek, you get your hands on it, enjoy
You know
shit.
What is better than Knob Creek? Let me tell you what is better than fucking Knob Creek.
What is better than that? What is it? Well, I didn't catch that. What?
You want to know what's better than Knob Creek
what
Straight?
What is better than Knob Creek Straight?
Maple Knob Creek
Straight. Oh, Maple Knob Creek. Oh, that shit is so good.
But
they
you know what?
They don't have it at the fucking Albertsons anymore. What the fuck?
We got to Albertsons. Fucking Sprouts.
So whatever. Knob Creek. I don't know if you guys know Knob Creek, but they had a Knob Creek maple, which was so fucking good. That's so good. It was so fucking sweet, maple-y. Oh man, that shit was fucking bomb, man. It's 100 proof too. 100. And they don't have it because you know why? Because the average motherfuckers are always like, well, we like what we like. What about the fucking rarities, man?
Rarities.
Where's the rarities consumers?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That doesn't sell enough, so we're not
going to put it. It does not sell.
Fucking dude, them. Man. Maple. I haven't had maple. And even today when we bought this bottle, I was looking for the maple, man.
They don't have the maple selling at stores anymore.
But I'll tell you what. Our
whiskey that we have made, and we have said on this podcast that we do make whiskey. It is very fucking similar to that Knob.
No, I think, in my opinion, was better. I think
for the brand name.
I don't give a shit, dude. When we tried the maple Knob Creek, I said, I was thinking in my mind, it's not the same. It's not as good.
It's
close, but ours was better. And I'm not being biased. I was being a connoisseur.
That is no shade towards the Knob Creek company.
Because that is a very fucking. Let's fucking hook it up. Let's brew a pot right now.
We'll brew a pot of this fucking Knob Creek because it's very fucking similar to ours. And we do know the recipe.
Yeah, okay. No, we had a good mixture. And repeated. All right. Recipe repeated. Orange, honey.
No, don't fucking say it. Don't say it out to the public.
No, no, it doesn't matter.
Any motherfucker can make that shit.
Like, yeah. But who fucking cares? They don't know.
I care.
They don't know our process. They don't know our love. Because when it comes to fucking...
When it comes to whiskey, anything that matters is going to be the process that's going to be brought to you.
So the thing is the magic. The magic behind the recipe is the love. But... is a honey, caramel, motherfucker.
Okay, hello, welcome back to the podcast.
So, yeah, my son had to use the shitter.
We are Mexican.
I got lost. I really got lost in my passion for what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, what I was talking about, our whiskey. And our whiskey is that beautiful.
Yeah.
Corn,
some Al Capone orange, shit.
Honey, and caramel.
Al Capone. You know, the thing is, Al Capone didn't actually make any alcohol. He actually was the one to provide the alcohol to the motherfuckers that distributed it.
So what the fuck are we talking about, Al Capone?
No, but the thing is that even though we do make whiskey on that D-low...
On the J-Lo.
On the fucking Jenny from the block.
J-Lo, man.
My dad does not like Ben Affleck. Not Jennifer Lawrence. Why do you keep saying Jennifer Lawrence?
I said
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah. Anyways.
Why don't we fuck that shit?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that we make this shit. Purity. You know, it's like,
it's pretty good.
I would say, if you ever want to try anything similar to that, we will be in the future, be distributing that shit straight up legally to any fucking brands. We're gonna be called a Cabrera brand, or I don't even know what we would call that whiskey. But it's so pronounced, I wouldn't even know.
Fuck, what was the name of it?
It was called Clear Bottle Brandy.
That was the
name that we gave it at the time.
Yeah, and the reason being is because we planned on shipping all the brandy, because it is a brandy.
It is a brandy, because yeah, brandy is made with fruit rather than corn.
Yeah,
and mash.
We got probably 60% fruit over
corn and mash.
Corn, yeah. So yeah. So it's more of a brandy than a bourbon.
But we fucking call it whiskey.
Oh, it's definitely not a bourbon, but
we definitely call
it a fucking whiskey.
It is a fucking whiskey.
Yeah, I love bourbons. Bourbon. I love the Kentucky rules of fucking bourbons and stuff like that. Oh, dude.
But we're not.
But
in
Kentucky
guidelines.
Yeah,
of
we're
being
not.
Called
we're
whiskey.
We're outside the guidelines of
California guidelines.
Tennessee, was it Tennessee or
Tennessee?
I don't remember. Fuck it, but it doesn't matter. Fuck it, because yeah.
Tennessee is actually where Jack Daniels has been made.
Tennessee.
They're like the Tennessee
right, so
is the guidelines.
So if any of you motherfuckers know, I'm sorry, I apologize. I'll probably cut that out.
Cut.
Yeah, cut. 1, 2, 3, cut. I apologize. You guys like.
1, 2, 3, cut. That means start over.
Whoever's listening, I fucking love you guys. So you motherfuckers.
If you've listened to this fucking far, you're done. You know, yeah, you're dude, in the game.
Like,
you're like, in the family. You're from
here. The same motherfuckers, I cuss a lot. So that's
we
just
cuss
my,
a lot. It's
yeah.
not a. You know,
that's just my love for
that's the love that we have for this
listening
game.
Whoever's fucking listening, I love you guys, I appreciate you guys, and I wish I could be more there, you know.
We wish all success and happiness towards
yeah,
you.
Oh fuck yeah, fuck yeah,
because
positivity fucking it positivity pours out the veins, bro. Pours out the pores.
Anyways,
oh,
talking
so
about
you hear this shit, all right? So, bring up the mic. Was
yeah, I hear that. You hear that song right there?
That is a beautiful
fucking song. I could start it over, but I don't want to.
Yeah,
that's how much I'm enjoying it right now.
Yeah,
it is called Andrew Hall, L.A. Noir, by The Rainy Day.
And that is on YouTube. So
that is on YouTube. You can go get it whenever the fuck you
want.
Right, because
you
that's your
check it out, and you just fucking you sit. And I love it because it's got that rain sound. Oh, there's another. Was it the Bull Ram? What was it called?
Bull Ram? What is that you're talking about?
The Sunset Mission.
Oh, that Sunset is another mission in its own. That is called the Sunset Mission. You should
Sunset
look at the
Mission
album.
By Bo Ram and the House of Gore.
Yeah, it's a very German album, but you should go check it out.
But it has the same vibe to it. And it's
yeah, actually,
a
you know what?
Album.
Should I play it right now? Say fuck it.
No, let's let this one play. And then
this one,
just for
this
the moment,
one
for the
is 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But no. This one is 10 hours.
What?
This one is 10
anyway,
hours
so,
long. We are 37
you know,
minutes.
Go ahead and put on Sunset
it's
Mission.
Fucking,
right? So it has the same vibe to it, man.
Okay, so Sunset Mission is a very unique album that is very hard to find it on vinyl if you ever want to find it. But if you do, you should be very lucky because that shit is very hard to find. I found it on, I think, eBay or a very private site. But
I
found that shit.
I don't know, but my mijo right here, my son, he got it for me for, what was it,
Father's Day?
Father's Day, yeah. And I was like, dude, I was so, I was getting ready to fucking burst.
Right here it is. Let's take a
there
quick second
crank
to listen
that shit
to the intro.
Crank this shit up. And it's so much more moody. Look at that. But yeah, you know, it's
and that's just the first song of it. There is a total of, let me find it.
Crank that shit up, man.
There is a total of,
but ow, I fucking,
I think there's like a total of 7 songs.
I need some splash in this shit. This shit is too strong.
There is a total of 10 songs off this album. And mind you, it is a German album. There's a German album. It's called the Buran and the D Club of Core /Sunset Mission. If you ever want to find it, just type in the Sunset Mission on YouTube, because that's where you'll find it. It has a total of 10 songs, and all the songs are very noir, like noir, New York noir, I would say. Grab yourself a bottle of whiskey and listen to this album, because it is nothing like you have ever heard. So definitely go fucking listen to it, I would say.
Yeah.
And they do that. They do have different albums, but I haven't. Well, we haven't learned. Listen to them, so I wouldn't. I don't know. But if you like one thing, you like another. So go definitely listen to all of them.
Yeah. The thing is that we had recently, within the last couple of years, gotten into vinyl. And mind you, I'm 48 years old, and I grew up with vinyl.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that, like, because I would say between the late 90s, early 2000s, vinyl had really died. It really died. And I thought it was going to be something of the past. I thought that it was going to be something that you only find in garage sales or whatever.
Vinyls have come back with a very hard vengeance.
It really did. And I appreciate and I love all the younger generation for really holding on to anything vintage. Because
this shit is bomb. Actually, I think we have... I actually think we have mentioned this album prior to this podcast.
We did, but what it was one of the podcasts that we did record did not make it to final draft because a lot of the background music was too loud and you couldn't hear us talking. So
plus we have made
several podcasts that were supposed to air. They didn't air because of the audio quality was just off. And well, I apologize for that. So hopefully this one makes it to the big leagues.
If it does, go ahead and give it a like and or a fucking share.
And this is a YouTube, man.
I don't know what these fucking podcasters say.
Yeah, no, the podcast thing is a whole different fucking realm.
Well, if you do, go ahead and give it a listen.
You know what? Yeah, give it a listen.
Give it a listen. And tell your friends to give it a listen.
Give it a subscribe and just... I think we have an average,
I think we have an average amount of viewers.
No. We have listens. I could show you the stats.
Him and the stats like any football player ever in high school.
No. These are the real stats. But I think on the average stats, we have like maybe 3 or 8. I don't remember. Subscribe listeners.
Yeah.
But... we have a good amount of fucking plays, and you know what the plays are?
What?
Is the music.
Is the music.
Is.
Oh, you know what? I like that one podcast that you did, that paid kiss. I mean, that podcast that you did.
Yeah.
You guys ever seen Breaking Bad? You guys ever seen Breaking Bad and Walt Jr.?
I'm not trying to make fun of fucking...
No, Prawzy mother... Like, we're not trying to make fun of anyone, but that shit is funny. Like, even the kid, he does have Prawzy, right?
Dude, I say like, that we start a YouTube channel like fucking MS3TK
type
MST3K.
What does that mean?
Mystery Science 3...
MST3K,
yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah, I want to do, but you know, I already did one on the Dark Crystal.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but it was like a quick couple seconds.
You know what? I would like to do instead of the Dark Crystal, if it's in that realm. You know what I'm gonna say, right?
What? No.
The Labyrinth.
Oh, the Labyrinth, yeah.
The Labyrinth, I would say that.
Never go that way. If you would pick that way, she would have went straight to the castle. It was funny because me and my coworkers recite this exact same fucking scene. Oh, anyway, man. So yeah. All right, so What the fuck were we talking
about? You know, fuck it. Let's get back to the bar scene. We were at the bar. I was talking to this
girl. Oh, you're just talking to this fucking
I was talking
kid.
To this
How
girl.
How do we distray? Oh, yeah, because he went to go take a piss. Right. Anyway.
Oh, fuck it. I was at this bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to this girl. She's about 30 years old. I'm about 22 years old. Oh, 21 at the
she
time.
She was like a hefty cutie, man.
She had a boyfriend. I already talked to her. I said
it doesn't matter. She was a hefty cutie. Like she was like probably what, like about 5'7", and she was thick. It's white girls. That's the thing about white girls.
I asked her.
Like I'm a Mexican dude, but fucking, I grew up in the 80s as a kid. And if you know anything about the 80s, in the 80s, it was all about, like, fucking plank, fucking skinny-ass, fucking bored girls and shit like that. Yeah, fucking white girls got booty. They're thick today.
Yeah.
So anyways. Sorry, I just had to throw that out there. Yay. Congratulations to all you white girls out there. I'll cut all this shit out. I just had to voice that shit.
So anyways, I was talking
like,
to this girl.
Like fucking show homegirl was thick, alright.
So anyways, I was talking to this woman and she was about fucking 30, 32, I don't know. And I asked her if she had a boyfriend, and she did, and she was waiting for him to show up at the bar, so I stopped talking to her because I didn't want to seem like a creep or whatever.
Right.
And so she would like tap me on the shoulder and be like, hey, so blah 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then all I was distracted on was
my bad. Fuck, I cracked my head too. I just dropped. Oh dude, it's spilling over the fucking. Alright, so I went to reach for my fucking bottle of water, and I fucking dropped it, and at the same time I dropped my phone, and I cracked my head on the fucking thing.
That's how you know you're drunk,
yeah,
that's how
I'm pretty fucked up. Alright, so yeah, let me clean this up. You.
Okay, so what I was saying is that she said, like, she was telling me da-di-da-di-da, and, oh, wait, give me one second, I'm sorry.
Oh, you could really hear those fucking. Oh, thanks.
Sorry about that. I go ahead and get that.
Like, you can really hear the fucking grills. Like, what are those called?
Burners? Well, anyways, we're in the kitchen.
I'm cleaning shit up.
We're in the kitchen. And so I was talking to this girl. Blah, blah, blah. She's 30, blah, blah, blah. And she just has a boyfriend. And so I decided to back off. And so. It doesn't even matter what the point I do now. So I'm just sitting there, and this fucking I'm not a homophobe. Like I'm 100% down with that shit. But like I'm not it. You know what I mean? So I think this guy, gay guy, came up next to me and started like flirting with me. So I didn't know what to do. So I was just kind of like pretending like I was down with this girl and she was like my date or whatever. But so I was like, I don't know. For sure. And so I started talking to her, and so my dad got fucking blacked out drunk.
Oh yeah, blame me for
blame you. Fuck up, so yeah. My dad got blacked out drunk. He said, "Hey, I'm gonna go have a cigarette outside." And then so I'm like, "Fuck." He's down with some like fucking smoking shit. You're smoking outside.
Dude, yeah.
And you're with your friends. Someone that I didn't know well, so
friend. It was a little Chinese fucking 50-year-old Chinese lady.
I don't know.
Like, oh, I gotta worry about my dad. I don't want him to get taken advantage of. But I don't know.
So, I gave that girl my necklace from the Oyster Bar.
The Oyster Bar.
I gave her my necklace from the Oyster Bar. The What are you doing?
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Oyster Bar. This is all wet.
I gave her my necklace from the Oyster Bar.
Saturated. Can you hear this? Can you?
Cut. I gave her my necklace from the Oyster Bar. because it was Mardi Gras, and I whispered in your ear, I'm sorry about everything that happened, and I want to give you this. And she said, oh, you're so sweet. And I said, here, happy Mardi Gras. I said, happy Mardi Gras, and go have a good day. Go have a good time, you know, with your boyfriend. Because he showed up, actually. He showed up, and I didn't want to seem like a pervert. I don't want to seem like a pervert. This kid, man, this kid. He's about to... That's why you don't get drunk on a podcast, because motherfuckers out here, like my dad, don't know how to handle them shits.
Oh, fuck you.
They don't know how to handle his shits.
I just spill a lot of shit. I'm a messy baby. Tell me I'm not a messy baby.
Messy baby means...
Dude, I got chili on my shirt, you pointed out earlier.
We had breakfast this morning and he got chili on his shirt.
And I'm still wearing it right now.
And he's still wearing that. Oh my God, this shit was at like 10 a.m. and it's like 12 p.m.
No, wait, at work, people are fucking, the girls are always complaining, like, you get a lot of water because, like, I wash dishes, right, over at fucking Samuel. And they were like, there's water everywhere. I was like, yeah, so? Like, this shit's getting clean, right? Like, I don't care. Like, you're spraying me, whatever. It's like, yeah, I'm a messy baby. I don't give a fuck. Because the shit gets done. Watch me drop my shit.
I don't get it. I do not get it.
No, fuck that, dude. Yeah. All right. So, I just cleaned up the counter. We're sitting here in our 4-burner stove. Now, anybody, okay, so that's another fucking thing about...
You know what? Let me tell you, this podcast isn't for those people who don't know how to chill.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah.
This is for to have whiskey or tea or like, coffee.
If you enjoy...
Just fucking chill, you know?
If you enjoy, just fucking relax.
If you enjoy motherfuckers back, that talk.
Like, yeah. Well, yeah, that's why you listen to podcasts, man. Like... my dream is for my podcast, for our podcast, is for our listeners to just lay back and feel like they got somebody.
You know what?
A friend, man. You know,
that's us. Like, you're here with
you,
us.
Yeah, like, I'm here with you, you're here with us, I don't give a fuck. I love you, man.
Fuck
like,
it.
You know, like, and that's what I was going to say is like, you gotta have the love for cooking too, you know. Like, you enjoy your
meals. Oh yeah, we hit a bomb ass steak earlier.
Yeah, and that goes hand in hand with the alcohol. Yeah. You gotta fucking have that love.
You gotta have your wine during the meal, and you gotta have your old fashioned after the meal.
Nah, you just enjoy the process of consumption.
Oh, my dad likes to consume. Anyways,
yeah. So that's why we're here at the stove. Can you hear our stove? We're here at the stove, man. It's like, yeah, we're here at the burners. We got the hood light fucking shining down. It's just creating that beautiful fucking Norwalk fucking lighting.
Hey, do you remember that scene in Sleepaway Camp?
Oh, what the fuck are you talking about?
You guys remember Sleepaway Camp? If you haven't seen Sleepaway Camp, go watch that shit.
No, don't. It is a different kind of movie. If you want to be disturbed in the pedophile sense.
It's not all about pedophile.
But it's very pedophilia.
Only for the first half.
Yeah. Like, look at all that young meat. What the fuck was that about, dude?
He was talking about the kids. I know.
Was daydreaming about the shipment.
Anywho, sir, what I was saying is that this moment right now seems like that scene where he got burnted. Where he got burnted.
It's like,
he got burnted.
Dude, like.
And, you know, the scene in Sleepaway Camp is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
The graphics at that time was really good. Well,
So if you ever heard the song, Guilty Conscience by Dr. Dre and Eminem, and Eminem says, you ever seen that movie Kids.
If you haven't seen Kids, go watch that shit. Because
no, see, that's like his thing. That is like no, in a podcast. In this podcast, this is his thing of saying Sleepaway Camp. Do not watch the movie Sleepaway Camp.
I think it's because it is so disturbing that it needs
it's entertaining.
It's entertaining. I guess it needs to be recognized if it's so disturbing.
Do whatever the fuck ever.
Do not watch Kids. To be honest, if you search up Kids, you won't find it because that's how obscure it is.
I would say it depends on how old you are. If you're a young, if you're a young
person,
don't
watch this shit.
If you're like a young person,
if you're just let it go.
But if you're like fucking older, like me,
like yeah, 50.
Like being in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s, and you just happen to
actually, it's kind of
weird.
If
you happen to not seen it. Then I guess go ahead. Like, that's your heritage, I guess, in a weird way. The only reason why I watched the movie Kids is because it was my heritage. Like,
You know what? The
movie was filmed in 95. I graduated in 93. That's my heritage.
You know what? Don't watch it, actually.
Yeah, just.
That movie is very disturbing. Don't watch that shit. That's
you know, crazy. Like, if you can control your shit, then, you know.
If you're not a pervert.
Okay, no, let's just totally change the subject.
Change the subject.
Because this is getting dark. This is getting very dark.
All right. Cut this. Cut all this when you get to
the end. Yeah, I'm probably going to cut it.
Anyways,
fun
let's
to
get back to okay.
Oh,
so
wait, what happened to the music?
It's the next song.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, so we're down here at the kitchen still.
We're down here at the kitchen. That sounds like a club. Nobody else in it. But
you know what? I went to a club recently. It wasn't actually a club. It was more of a bar / club. I went to this person and I asked him, I said, how do you feel about meeting girls? Because I know he's a kind of a nerd, you know?
Mm.
He's kind of a nerd. So I said, fuck it. Let's go meet girls for your sake. I'm taking four. Yeah. And then I went up to this girl. I went up to multiple girls and I was like, because I'm confident, you know, I was like, hey, you want to dance? Hey, you want to dance? Hey, you want to dance? And it wasn't really a necessary place to dance. It was more of a bar kind of scene, like drinking and kind of fucking dance, not dancing, but it was more of a kind of drinking and socializing kind of scene. So I was asking these girls if they want to dance and I don't think that was necessary for the kind of bar that I was at. So I asked this one girl that was in the middle of the dance floor if she wanted to dance. And she straight up said, I have a boyfriend. And you know, no problem when it comes to a girl saying that she has a boyfriend. It's not a big deal. You know, you just say, oh, okay, I'm sorry. You know, respectful. The boyfriend, because you wouldn't want your girlfriend dancing with some boy or some guy that is at a bar that she's at. So you respectfully say, I'm done. I'm sorry. Bye. That's all you gotta do. And that is how you keep respect through any girl, any guy that is at a bar. But this guy that this boyfriend that I of the girl that I went up to, he didn't take it as kindly by me saying, oh, I'm sorry. So he went up to me and said, yo, I'm gonna beat your fucking ass if you blah blah blah, talk to my girl again, blah blah blah. I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. If you wanna get down, let's get down. And me as a professional, not professional, but me as a person of fighting expertise, I don't want to start something because that shit is gonna get to something that's gonna be me beating his fucking ass, you know what I mean? So I didn't do it. And I was kind of acting not afraid, but like acting like I wasn't down with it. So I said fuck it and I left. That's all you gotta do. That is all you gotta do, is say fuck it and leave. It is not your fight to do anything.
So I just got back from the bathroom and I have no idea what he was talking about. What were you talking about?
I was talking about fucking whiskey, man.
Yeah. Alright, so anyways, so yeah. Fucking what we're talking about, man.
Dude. Whiskey, man. You know what we're talking about. Whiskey
so all the time. So if you're sitting back in a fucking shack in the middle of the fucking nowhere, in the middle of the woods, my son just dropped the microphone. Should we pause and go have a smoke?
I guess.
Where are you going?
Pause it. I was
going to
the restroom.
And I could always edit shit out.
All right. Let me get to this, where we last left off. Let me get to right here. And now this is exactly where we will start. Okay, so, hi, welcome back to the podcast. And we were drinking, my dad is drinking Fiji water, and I am drinking regular fucking filtered water.
No, this is filtered water. I just drink it in a Fiji bottle because it's a big ass bottle.
Yeah, no problem. It is 1:18 now, so we've been on the fucking podcast for about an hour, I would say.
I think longer than an hour. I don't even fucking know. Anyways, okay, so we're back. And
I think we should discuss whiskeys that we like.
Whiskeys.
Number one is ours. Number two is going to be Cobb. No, wait, no, no. Knob Creek.
Knob Creek, yeah.
Because we're drinking that shit right now. Yes. You know what? I've been recently getting into Jameson. Jameson. Irish whiskey. Uh-huh. That whiskey is pretty good. I only had it twice, though. So I don't really know. I guess we'll have to buy a bottle and see what the effects of it.
The effects of a good whiskey.
Now, anyways, the Stillhouse bottle that we... I wouldn't even call it a bottle.
What is it? That is more like... that. I would say that is a gasoline...
It's more of a gasoline tank. It's called Black Bourbon. I like it. It's you know, it is darker in color than the Knob Creek or any other whiskey that I have ever seen, to be honest.
That is
a very darker.
Yeah, it's very dark.
It is made with, you know what? What is the difference between a rye and a regular? Do you know?
No, actually, I really don't. Like, I am very ignorant when it comes to that.
The Stillhouse comes in a metal tin. I'm talking about the black Stillhouse, not the red Stillhouse. The red Stillhouse is moonshine. And then the black Stillhouse is called black bourbon.
Moonshine. We get into moonshine. Where's the peach moonshine?
Oh, we have peaches marinated in moonshine.
What is that brand?
It's called moonshine, I think. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, fuck it.
It's called Moonchong.
Anyways. Yeah, we're both pretty fucked up, right?
Both pretty fucked up. Yeah. We drink about half of the bottle of 100 proof of Knob Creek plus Stillhouse 80 proof. So that's about fucking a lot. And like we have a good playlist going.
180 proof.
We have a good playlist going.
Okay, so let's go back to our whiskey. I think we got ours up to a proof of 120. No, it's 120 is like we got ours 112. Up to 112. That was the highest that we got ours up to, and that was pretty fun. We had to cut it down.
Of course, because people can't.
I think we got ours down to like 90 proof. It wasn't 90 proof. It was like 93, I think.
Yeah, I think it was about that. We went above the average of 90.
Yeah, it was like, I want to say it was like 93.
But it wasn't necessarily as high. We could have, but when it comes to cutting, you cut enough to where you could have more liquid. So more, you know, so you could fill more bottles. You know, when, if you're 112 proof like we had, you could cut it enough to have like 3, 4, 5 bottles of whiskey because of the water that's contained in the whiskey. You know, when you cut it, you can cut it down to 80, 90, fucking.
Yeah, and that is information that a lot of people don't seem to understand. Yeah, it's like, just, you know, the processing of alcohol is
it's like
very
cooking.
Intricate. It's very intricate.
It's like cooking. Every little simple thing that you do to it can affect it. Even from the beginning. If you, like, let's say if you're cooking a fucking bomb ass steak, if you're seasoning it with the seasoning that you usually do, like the whiskey, if you pound a steak, like if you punch the steak with a, what is it called? A tenderizer?
Yeah.
If you tenderize it, then it makes it softer when it's completely cooked. Like whiskey, if you put certain, what is it called? Like ingredients, and then you ferment it. It has a different effect from when it is completely done.
Yeah, when you're making your mash for your whiskey or your, you know, whatever your alcohol is, it retains anything that you do to it. You know?
Yeah, even the emotion that you have behind it.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
You think if you cook a steak and you're mad the whole time that it's gonna come out good?
If you're not into the process, yeah.
That's with anything, to be honest.
Yeah. You gotta have passion into what you're doing. Any creative process, if you don't have that passion, you're gonna taste, you're gonna see, you're gonna flavor. It's like, look, okay, so if you look at Bob Ross, painter Bob Ross, what made Bob Ross so beautiful, and he lives now. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch Bob Ross, his paintings, like back in the 80s, 90s. Back during the actual broadcasts of his paintings and stuff, and it was always on Sundays. There was such a great time, man. It really was, because it was just so of the time, and it becomes something. You know, Bob Ross became something more now. You know, and. But to experience him back when he was in his
prime,
yes, thank you. In his prime, it was so, you know, it was so engaging, and he loved his art, and he loved his art, and he put his love, he put his want into you learning.
Yeah.
And that's what it really is when it comes to cooking or, you know,
drinking
whiskey. You got to put your all into it. You got to put your feeling into it, your love into it. And that's what makes a good thing.
That's what makes a good thing a great thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
So.
Yeah. Coming down to the new. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, got that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we're totally
next
fucked up.
Next up.
Yeah, we're totally fucked up. And I hope you enjoyed this fucking long ass podcast that we got. And yeah.
It's literally 8 minutes plus 7 minutes.
No, this is like fucking it's about an hour, hour and a half. I don't know. Anyways, the point is that I'm glad that you guys had fucking
whoever listened
to this shit. I'm glad that you guys listened to it. And I hope you really do enjoy it.
You know what?
You know, we're here for you, and I hope you're here for us.
Another thing is if that...
If you listen to us, you're here for us, and we're here for you.
We do not abuse alcohol. We do not take alcohol. What the fuck? Like, every day. That's another thing that we don't promote. We don't promote alcohol.
Here we go. Here we go. Talk about alcohol abuse.
Alcohol abuse. Right.
That's a whole different podcast.
That's a whole different podcast.
Yeah, that's a whole different podcast. Shit. You know what? I had a good time. I hope you had a good time.
Hope you have a good time. And then we're going to be ending the shit on the Mission Sunset Mission podcast.
Sunset Mission
playlist. Yeah. Here comes the next song. Here it is. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. Baby.
Enjoy that shit as we continue our podcast. 1, 2, 3. My name is Michael Cabrera, and this is my partner,
Robert Cabrera.
All right. Hope you have a good night and a good day, or where the fuck you're from.
Sorry, we cuss a lot, boo. That's just this.
Sorry, we curse a lot, but we're drunk.
Yeah. One. You know, I know it's a good movie. No, okay, so I've been watching the movie Casino.
Shutter's Island.
Shutter's Island. Oh my god, that's a good movie.
You know, like, any movie with fucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dude, we so gotta fucking do a fucking podcast on movie interests.
Next podcast is coming up, but next week is going to be any movie suggestion.
Yes.
That we may have.
Oh, yes. A whiskey, related movie podcast.
Like Shutter's Island.
Yeah, that is something that we got to fucking do. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Movies that you have to listen. You have to watch.
Movies that you have to watch while drinking.
While drinking whiskey. And there's two right off the bat.
1, 2, 3. My name is Michael Cabrera.
My name is Robert Cabrera.
And we hope you enjoy this podcast by... Whiskey Thoughts?
My Whiskey Thoughts.
My Whiskey Thoughts.
90 Proof My Whiskey Thoughts.
Let's do that again. 1, 2, 3. My name is Michael Cabrera.
My name is Robert Cabrera.
Hope you enjoy this podcast by My Whiskey Thoughts.
90 Proof, baby.
90 Proof, baby. Well, in this case, 100 Proof by Knob Creek.
All right. I don't want it to end, though, man.
It will never end if you're partners with us, if you follow or whatever.
So I had a good time. Michael had a good time, and I hope you had a good time.
I didn't have a good time. I had a great fucking time. Yeah, you gotta put that fucking in there.
Yeah, the fucking. Well, and you know, to all you people, because like we have a strong Irish. Ireland following and like according to the stats. According to the stats, and we thank you. And that is wonderful. No, what kind of accent that I'm doing?
You're doing British. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I'm doing British.
Fucking accent, even though we're Mexican.
Yeah.
Mexican American, mind you.
Boy, I love the British.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's do this from the beginning. 1, 2, 3. My name is Michael Cabrera.
My name is Robert Cabrera.
And I hope you join. Fuck. 1, 2, 3. My name is Michael Cabrera.
Fuck yeah, I'm drunk as fuck.
Okay, you go. My name is Michael Cabrera.
My name is Michael Cabrera.
You're not Michael Cabrera. 1, 2, 3. My name is Michael Cabrera.
My name is Robert Cabrera.
and hope you join this podcast by My Whiskey Thoughts.
My Whiskey Thoughts, 190 proof. 190 proof.
In this case.
Wait.
Fuck, man, you're fucking it up. Let me start from the beginning.
All right.
1, 2, 3. Hello, my name is Mike. Fuck. One, yeah,
you
talking
shit about
three.
Me.
My name is Michael Cabrera.
My name is Robert Cabrera.
1, 2, 3. My name is Michael Cabrera.
My name is Norman Bates.
I'm Norman Bates. 1, 2, 3. My name is Michael Cabrera.
My name is Robert Cabrera.
And this is My Whiskey Thoughts.
My Whiskey Thoughts. 90 proof.
And this case is going to be 100 proof by Knob Creek.
Knob Creek. Yeah, we are not associated or.
No, that's not sponsored or whatever.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by. It's just a fucking whiskey that we love.
We love, man.
Yeah, this is a good whiskey.
Well, you know, if you listen to this shit, listen to the next one because we're going to be talking about more of the same shit that we always do.
You know, we love you guys. I hope your days are rainy and your moods are smoky.
Good night.
Good night.
From Robert Cabrera and Michael Cabrera. Bye-bye.
Bye.